Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Mommy Files of a New Black Mom. And baby, if I told you what I've been through, you wouldn't believe me. So, I have been working like a free slave, and if you don't know, now you know. I work a lot, and the last time we talked, you know, things was good and peachy. And recently, things got a little rough. I was in a car accident a few days ago, and baby, it taught me a lesson that made me come and record this episode. And it's so crazy because, you know, when you talk about life, life gives you lemons. Sometimes you make lemonade. Sometimes you take shots of tequila. Like, that's how you feel. But thank be to God, the only thing hurt is my vehicle, and that made me sad enough. But this episode is literally, I'ma just entitle it, let your ex or your baby daddy, baby mama, let your former baby whoever be a good person if they want to, right? And the reason I'm saying that, because if I tell you, we're going to talk about it. So, I was in practice on Sunday, and it's crazy enough because I'm not originally from where I live now. And I always say, you know, I have a ton of friends. I have tons of friends. But when shit go left, your friends may not always be your first call, right? Mine's were. Literally, I got into the accident. I'm freaking out, crying, screaming, whatever. And literally, I called all my friends. Call all of them. You think I'm lying? I literally called all of my friends. And my one friend, she doesn't have a car right now, so she couldn't really help, but she also didn't answer her phone. My other friend lives 30 minutes from where I was, so it was like calling her. She would get there, but it was going to take some time. You feel me? And then my other friend was, you know, at work, and it just was a culmination of things. Literally, it got down to me calling my baby father. Now, as most of you know, I don't hate my baby father. We just don't have an amazing relationship. And a lot of it stems from us, well, from me leaving. And I can't lie and make it into something beautiful. It's not. He hates that I left. I also think he didn't think I would leave. And I wouldn't say I'm paying for it, but I'm definitely paying for it. You can take it as you may. And people want to say, oh, that's not true. Don't put that on him. You're projecting. Okay. What the fuck ever. I was with this man almost 4 years. I kind of know. And the reason I say I kind of know is because we have moments, or have had moments in the breakup, where you could tell he still has feelings, but then you could also tell, one, he's an Aries, so his feelings are always going to be all over the place. Two, I think he thought by now I either would have fallen on my face or needed him or whatever, and none of that has happened. So I called my baby father, and I actually had to call him a few times because he thought it was my daughter calling him, and he was just like, oh my God, this little girl. And because my daughter is that, like, she will call your phone 17 times, and I won't know. So, of course, he thought it was her and didn't answer. So I literally am in the middle of a car accident, bawling my eyes out, airbag burns, impact, all this, crumbled up in this car, calling him. And when he finally response, because I had to text him, because again, I was in an accident, my car threw my phone, so I'm literally talking to Siri to call people. He finally calls me back, and he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I just need you to go get her, because I was in an accident. He's just like, where are you? I'm coming to you. So I tell him where I'm at. At that point, I got 5 different people calling me, trying to figure out what happened, where I'm at, what's going on, because all the people who I called previously miraculously all decided to now check their phone. So he comes, he saves, he stays with me stays with me the whole time, gets all my personal belongings, takes me, you know, take care of me, make sure I'm good, go get the medicine, all that. And then on top of that, my guy says, well, the doctor said, you know, oh, you can't necessarily have your little one around you because she's not going to know, you know, that you can't do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, okay, I get it. So, I'm like, all right, I got to figure this the fuck out. And I'm sitting in the hospital. Mind you, he never said a word. And he's like, I'm going to go pick up. Because my daughter was at the babysitter when I got in an accident. So literally he goes, you know, I'll pick her up. Just, you know, let me know. Cool. So literally I'm stressing because I'm trying to think, how the heck am I going to get her back and forth to school, her, you know, where she needs to go, and I'm freaking out. And literally, this man had already decided he was going to keep her for a couple days. Now, mind you, my daughter was all ready. You know, she hadn't seen her father. So I was already nervous about that. I don't know where he lives. He don't know where I live. So we have that going for us. But on top of that, it was just an array of things. And a part of my anxiety was like, oh, you know, I can't call anybody. And I was really hurt, sad, embarrassed. Because all I kept thinking is, you had no one to call but your baby daddy. So, very, very sad. And I was more sad because not necessarily I don't know. How can I describe it? I was sad because I was like, damn, yo, something really went wrong and you had to call your baby father. But I also was like, damn, the only nigga I could really depend on is my damn baby father. And as much shit as I talk about him, because he really ain't shit. I want y'all to understand that. As nice as I'm being, he really ain't shit. Like, he was rude to my best friend, even though he spoke to her and that was his good gesture. And my mom was trying to be a good person with him and he was just him again. So it's like, as nice as he was to me, he's still that nigga, if that makes sense. And a lot of people be like, well, you know, you chose, and I did. I chose him. No one else did. So you get what you get. But I was very grateful. And a lot of times, I always say this. We can make our exes into villains, right? But when they can do a good deed or a good gesture, let them. Let them. Because at the end of the day, two things are going to happen. They're still going to be a dick. And you're still going to be mad. So what you going to be mad about? And I wish I could be super nice about it. And be like, oh, you know, he was my knight in shining armor. No, I appreciate him. But I know he did it out of two reasons. One, I'm the mother to his child. So his obligation is always going to feel obligated. Two, this ain't going to change us. So as nice as it was, he's checked on me, offered to get me some cream and ointment for my burns and making sure I'm eating and all that and making sure my daughter is somewhere safe-ish, I guess. I don't know. She's with her sister. So I know worst case, the worst, her older sister going to keep it down for her. But I'm grateful. And a lot of times when you in these breakup relationships, you almost hate your partner more than you think. And what I mean by that is you hate them more because of where y'all ain't than where y'all are. And a lot of people don't know what that means. It's like, You hate them because y'all didn't work. You hate them because they ain't shit. You hate them because of how they treated you. But you can't necessarily hate them for your child, right? And the reason I say that, because like I told my best friend, I said, you know, your baby father was shit, right? But he wants to be a dad. You don't take that away from her. You don't play devil's advocate. I said, you as a grown woman dealt with enough dealing with how your mother played your father and how she portrayed him to you and how you and your brother are trying to build relationships with him as adults. And that's not fun. That's not fun. Ain't nothing sadder than seeing grown adults try to have childlike relationships. And what does that mean? It means you at 30 are trying to be daddy's little girl because you weren't daddy's little girl when you were a little girl. So you end up in this real rough spot, right? And a lot of people don't get that. And it sucks. Because my daughter is amazing. And my daughter is by far pretty great of a kid. So anything she gets, she deserves. And whether it be that me and her father aren't together, it doesn't change that she needs him in her life, and she needs him as a father, and she needs whatever he's going, I guess, who or whatever he decides to deal with or be with or whomever comes in his life. I can't be mad. I can't be judgmental. I can't be upset because I chose not to be with him. I chose the path that I'm on, and I chose what we go through as adults, right? So I could be upset and be like, you know, my baby father this, my baby father, but that don't change nothing. It don't make him any less her father. It don't make him any less of importance to her, or the fact that she was so excited to see him. It don't change that, right? And I can't make my personal issues about him to her. And I had to learn that realistically, because we as women make our exes, or even as men, we make our ex-partners the villain to our children, right? And a lot of times they are villains. The difference is our kids don't care. You feel me? Our kids do not care that you and their daddy aren't together. The kids don't care about none of that. Because again, it ain't really got much to do with them. And we could do one of two things. We could act like they are going to automatically change and we're going to magically, you know, make our kids a victim. But in reality, my daughter's still going to love her father. And I can't change that. But again, I'm super grateful because I honestly don't know how I would have gotten through the last couple days. And that's sad to say. And it's one of those things. It definitely is a learning experience. And I could be angry. I could be bitter. I could be nasty. But that won't change who he is. And that won't change, you know, any of how I feel. And that's the part that we as adults have to get past. because I realized, like, my anger and my frustration towards him, we don't talk and we don't really deal with each other. And that could be taken in many ways. Like, people be like, oh, you don't talk to him. We don't really have to talk. We don't really need to talk. And a lot of that comes from, like, just we are who we are. So, I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't even gonna lie and make it seem like I want that. I really don't. Because honestly, I guess I've learned that I want peace. And peace comes at a very, very high cost, right? And the peace that I want, can't nobody give it to me but myself. I can't blame him anymore. I can't say, oh, it's his fault. It's not. It's my fault if I'm unhappy. And if I allow any unhappiness in my life, it comes to my fault. And if you don't want to fix it, you are going to be the only one hurting, right? And I say that, like, okay, you know, we always want it to be fair. And I always say, you know, I want my daughter to be able to call her father for the daddy-daughter dance and not be, like, dancing with her uncle. I want my daughter to be able to have Father's Day gifts and not be bitter that she can't give it to him. And I guess the way that comes or the way that's going to cost, it just is what it's going to be. I could be angry and upset, but I also know the truth. I'm the only person holding whatever they go through back. So if I don't become a barrier, I ain't got nothing wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I can't play the victim because it wasn't me. Now, the reality of it is, everything ain't gonna be that simple. Everything ain't gonna be that loving, okay? And everything ain't gonna come at no cost. I've learned that. And the reason I say it like that is because we naturally want to be a victim. We want empathy. But you got to realize, if you don't move on and grow, you really can't expect anything to change. I want peace. I want happiness. I want joy. I want love. I want prosperity. I can't gain that by holding weights onto my ex or wishing bad or negative or whatever. I can't. It don't work like that. Because the negativity that you hold is going to hold a weight on you. Abso-freaking-lutely. So what I've learned, and at least in my journey, that as much as I wish I could be like, didn't have my kid, didn't have to talk to this man ever again in life, I made the choice to be with him. I made the choice to have a kid with him. I made a choice for whatever we went through, did through, dealt with, all that. I made that choice. Am I grateful I was able to call him? Absolutely. Do I feel guilty? I do, because I'm like, oh, I'll never let this shit the fuck down. And the only reason I say that is because needing and wanting somebody to be there, I cried in that car because literally no one answered their phone. And when he called me back and was like, I'm on my way, and that man ran up to get me out of this, you know, beaten vehicle with the airbags deployed and paramedics coming, and Keek helped me and carried me and made it sure and did all that, I couldn't have been more grateful. Because honestly, I had no one else. Like, my father, my brothers, my mother, all of them are far. My best friend is far. My other best friend doesn't have a car. Everybody who I could have and would have called, I couldn't. And the only person I could call is him. And it's scary to think like that is all you got. Huh. But I'm grateful that he didn't just say, well, all right, motherfucker, I guess you fucked. He ain't leave me on red. He ain't, you know, just dismiss me. He didn't even, I guess, make me feel bad that I had to call him. Now, granted, he could have definitely threw it in my face. And one day he might. You never know. Because I don't hold nothing from nobody. Okay. And the reason I say that is because everybody wants to feel like they don't need people. And I'll never say I don't need people. What I'll say is I hate to depend on people. I hate to feel like I'm obligated to people. But what I am grateful for is that, you know, sometimes you got to be the bigger person. And it comes down really to it to be, it tends to be nice to, they said your enemies will be your what? Your footstool. And that's what's crazy. Because I never expected this man to do what he did. And honestly, it shook me that he did. And I don't know how else to describe it. Because, you know, and in this journey, we've been very honest here. This is my safe space. And like I said, I don't publicly put my podcast out there for family and friends, not because I don't want them to listen, but because I talk about stuff that's a little deeper, a little darker, and a little scarier than I think my family and friends are ready to hear. But I also know on days where things seem a bit unorthodox, right? And on days where things seem a little bit less than sure, it's hard to not fall victim into whatever else is going on, or to feel like you got all the answers. I don't. Absolutely don't. And I try to be as honest as possible when it comes to stuff like that, because I know, honestly, it's not easy. And it's not easy to say you need people or that you are depending on people. And it's one of those things where you could go real easily from, you know, a victim to, I don't even know. Like, you just become easily a victim. Let's just say that. And I've learned a lot. And I've grown a lot. And growing is not something I'm used to doing. Okay? That's a journey I am not prepared for. And I had to learn how to do that. I had to learn how to be, I had to learn how to need people. And I've had to learn how to depend on people. And I had to learn how to not blame people for my flaws and my faults and my pain, because it's not always that easy. And when you get to that stage in life where you really have to be more honest than you've ever been, that's the part people don't like. That's it right there. Because I tell people all the time, I know what it's like to feel unappreciated, but also know like this shit could be, this could be anybody. And to know what I know now, if you'd have told me in October that this man would have did all of that, I wouldn't have believed you. But again, I enjoyed being surprised. I enjoyed knowing and seeing the truth. But you live and you learn for sure. And you learn more about yourself than you probably will ever learn. And because of that, I definitely am more appreciative of just expectation wise what it really was. And seeing the truth, I guess, is the best way to describe it. But what I will say is, you know, grow from these experiences, learn from these experiences, take heed in the good deeds that your partner might do. Because sometimes they do them out the kindness of your heart and they make you realize, like, damn, this person could be nice. I ain't saying forgive them or forget them, but know the truth. So I just want to take your time to appreciate those. Just be very appreciative and grateful. I thank you all for listening, and I'm out.